So dear Francis, I'm great feast today. Here two great saints. We have Saint Louis Maria Guillon de Montfort and Saint John of the Cross, Saint Paul of the Cross. And Archbishop Lefebvre recommended always as a first reading and devotion is true devotion to Mary, we know very well. And have been a change of life for all people who really takes this devotion as I have to do it. So it's a change of life completely. So I want just to explain a principle which gives a great light concerning devotion to Mary, but also devotion to our Lord, and also concerning our fight of today. And the principle is the following. The humblest is the means we use to go to God or to perform a work, the most powerful it is. So I repeat, the principle is the following. The humblest are the means we use to go to God or to go to men or to perform an action. The humble it is, the powerful it is, the most powerful it is. It's one of the great principles which is seen precisely in the books of Saint Louis de Montfort. First of the Cross, True Wisdom, and also True Devotion to Mary, which are three books which complement each other. So, to give a development of this principle is as follows. So the humbles of all, of course, our Lord Jesus Christ and the Blessed Virgin Mary and Saint Joseph, no? So when God decided to was time to come for the Incarnation, the most powerful work on earth, the Incarnation and the Redemption, was done through Mary. So the Blessed Virgin Mary, in her humility, she says that in the Magnificat, they will call me blessed all generations because he has seen the humility of her handmaid. So God came, so the humbles the means, so that in this case, the Blessed Virgin Mary, the most powerful it is, the power of God in us. So the case of the Incarnation is the greatest example. But not only that. So you remember our Lord called my hour the hour of his passion and death. He said, I look forward for my hour that will come. So as to lifted up on the cross, I will attract all hearts toward me. So this is the moment of power of our Lord, the cross, when he's crucified. Why? Because this is the humblest of all moments of the life of our Lord Jesus Christ. When he died for us on the cross in such a manner, for such a reasons. In the midst of evil people. This is a tremendous principle which applies to everything. So this is why our Lord at the foot of the cross in the Gospel, chosen for today, says to his mother, behold thy son. So it's another example of this power. So she became formally our mother at the foot of the cross when the greatest humility was shown by our Lord, by our Lady. Because our Lady was martyr, the Queen of Martyrs at that moment. She was in agony, she was in complete solitude and darkness and in the sense of suffering. And that moment, at that very moment is when we became children of Mary. So it was a great powerful moment in which was granted to us this great treasure, the greatest treasure that we have as Catholics is the Blessed Virgin Mary. And that principle goes for everything. So this is why people wonder how I can sanctify myself. So just the answer is, you have to choose the most humble means available to you, which is the cross, humiliation, persecution, of course, your duty of a state. But when it's question of crosses, we must consider that our crosses are the greatest moment of grace, precisely because we are being humble that moment. Let's face it, a cross, precisely the power of the cross is to, because the cross humiliates us. It's so powerful in grace, in virtue, and in being pleasing to God. So this principle applies to everything. For example, for the crisis of the church. So people say, how I can fight back? The answer is through devotion to the Blessed Virgin Mary and the cross together. This is why we have been propagating Our Lady of Solitude, Our Lady of Sorrows in her solitude. Because the humble means are the Blessed Virgin Mary and the cross together. So when we unite both at the foot of the cross, Our Lady, and we have devotion to Our Lady in her sorrow, in her sorrows and solitude, is the greatest means, because it's the most humble means. And if we unite our crosses, our dispositions, our penances to Our Lady of Solitude, this is the most powerful possible configuration. This is very important, because we Catholics, we miss the point. We try to do many things, yes, very good, but we don't use the most powerful means, which is humility, humiliation, cross. Mary, in her solitude, in her sorrows, is the most powerful means, because she's teaching us, by the true devotion to Mary, she's teaching us to live like her, with her, through her, and by her, and in her. No? So basically, the sorrows of Mary should be the focus, and her solitude especially, because she was in solitude while she was preparing the apostles. 25 years after the ascension, she was on earth, precisely preparing the apostles, the convents for the religious women, the monasteries, and the communities, the first communities. She was giving the advices and the strength, the prayers, the example, everything. But she was in solitude. She was in tremendous sadness. Why? Because she was having Mass every day with St. John. And she is the only one who was able to leave Mass 100% with the same sentiments, without diminishing the sorrows, because Mass is precisely the passion and death of our Lord. And Our Lady, because she was perfect, she had the memory, the imagination, and the events of the Good Friday and Holy Saturday alive, completely alive, with all the details. So she lived the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass completely, as without diminishing, with the same dispositions of Good Friday, exactly the same. This is why she was in deep sorrow and solitude those 25 years. While she was preparing us and teaching us and forming us and giving us example. You see why it should be the focus of our meditation, to be at the foot of the cross with the Blessed Virgin Mary, hating sin and saving souls and loving the cross and uniting our cross with Our Lady's sorrows and the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ together, being having the spirit of the martyrs, that the Blessed Virgin Mary and our Lord at that moment, and Saint John, is the greatest. This is why, if we apply this principle to true devotion to Mary, this is what we're going to make the greatest saints of these times. Because you will be at the foot of the cross with the sentiments of Mary, and she will be living through us the Mass, the passion of our Lord, the sentiments of our Lord. She will renew through us her martyrdom through grace. So what is requested therefore from us is this humility, and to love the cross and to love Mary. It's go together. He who says to love the cross and doesn't love Mary, or he who says to love Mary and doesn't love the cross, is a liar, really, because they go together. The love of Mary goes hand by hand with the love of the cross, necessarily. So to repair the Immaculate Heart of Mary means that all our sufferings, all our activities, all our prayers are to repair Mary, to be with at her side, to console her, and being far from offending her and our Lord again. This is to repair Mary, to be at the foot of the cross. Because we unite our cross with the cross of our Lord and our ladies together. This is why our Lady in her sorrows in solitude is the most important. So we have missing the point. So for example, another application is, if you need something from men, you just have to humiliate yourself and to carry the crosses of anyone, and you will get from God and from men whatever you need, whatever you want. So basically, humility opens the doors and windows before God and before men. Always is the case. Always is the case. Because that's the most powerful means. This is why our prayer is not strong. It's not reaching conversions and a lot of souls. Because it's not united. It has to be united, the Blessed Virgin Mary, the cross, with the cross of our Lord and our own crosses. And therefore, we have to be humble and penitential. This is why we don't reach so many souls, because we obstaculize, we put obstacles to the action of Mary in us by our pride, our selfishness, to be so taken by feelings, by sentiment, and by human reasons, human attractions, human interest. And it's because lack of humility, precisely. And we will acquire humility through humiliation, through the cross. It's why they go together. Cross and Mary go together. This is why many priests who have read through the devotion to Mary said that you cannot practice the devotion to Mary well without sinking deeply in the book of True Friends of the Cross, of San Luis de Montfort. Because Friends of the Cross is a tremendous, beautiful book when you notice that we are not friends of the cross. We are far from being friends to the cross. And therefore, we are far from being good children to Mary. Therefore, we are far from practicing true devotion to Mary. It's why you realize that you have to love the cross and be humble and to be with Mary at the foot of the cross in order to learn what is the cross, how to embrace it, how to live the cross. So it's one of the greatest wisdom which comes from Saint Louis de Montfort. This great wisdom comes from Saint Louis de Montfort. It's why Archbishop Lefebvre and many other priests recommend that both books of Saint Louis de Montfort have to be read on a regular basis. So those books should be near our bedroom, at hand, to be read at least a few lines every day, not to stop reading those books in our life, is the advice. And also, lastly, what is recommended, even Maximilian Kolbe, which was one of the champions of True Devotion to Mary, he said the following. He said, true devotion to Mary is acquired 80% on our knees and 20% from books and sermons and experience. So this is why we have to ask every day for the grace of wisdom, wisdom of the cross. So wisdom of the cross and wisdom is the same. So the highest wisdom is the wisdom of the cross, precisely. So we ask every day for the grace of the wisdom of the cross. Because the greatest weapon that we need urgently to fight this crisis and these perils that we are living through. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.